Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The end is here. Love and Hip Hop New York has wrapped for season 9, and the crew gives it to Safari. He finally shows up. Some decide to bury the hatchet, and some keep it ratchet. Stay tuned for all that and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz. After Buzz TV. This is how we get ready now. We don't get our ratchet music anymore.
Know,
welcome back to the show, you guys. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I have my crew with me. Thelma's in the building.
Hello, everybody. Looking Thelma Bazaway Daniel.
Gorgeous, darling.
Thank you. You too. You all look great.
And, of course, we have the one and only Robin with a V.
Hola, it's your girl Robin with the V here. Glad to be here, missing Kayla Renee.
I know, but we have an awesome guest panelist. He's from the official Love & Hip Hop Tea podcast. Woo-hoo. Welcome to the show, Lim. How
what
are
up,
you?
What up, what up? Lim Gonzalez here. You know, Uncle Lim, a.k.a. Sexy Uncle.
Sexy Uncle Lim.
Oh, Sexy Uncle, I love the energy.
You know we do.
You like around the age of rich then, right?
No.
Don't do this.
I was like, are we talking about the show? I am
a rich person.
You gonna say me?
Oh, wow. I'm just saying rich. You said uncle. Looks real uncle-ish.
You said uncle.
I did say uncle, but no. I'm not in the same age bracket. Thank you, though. Appreciate
it. Okay, guys, what are your overall thoughts of part 2 of the reunion as we come to an end?
Capping. So much capping going on, man. No cap. Can we please just be real?
Hashtag no cap.
Okay, hashtag no cap. That's what I was saying.
It was just a lot going on.
It was funny. Very.
Super entertaining. And I think there was a lot of closure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that, and I've said this before on the Tea podcast, I think Safari is trash. Yes, I think that him coming late was indicative of him trying to, you know, show his who he is. And I think the panel or the people, his cast, went in on him as they should have.
Who is Safari? What is he proving to us by being late?
Okay, we're talking about somebody that lives for this. Now, I understand he's in love, and the storm is that, you know, he loves Erica Mena, and he doesn't want basically that. He wants to keep that private. And so my thing is, like, that's cool, but you're on a reality show. So if you're on a reality show, everything is public. You can't just decide to show up late because you don't want to talk about your woman. That's counterproductive. So, therefore, I feel like him showing up late was just indicative of him being Safari and not wanting to face the music.
Well, here's the thing. My overall thought is I think it's okay for you to keep some things private, whether you're on reality or not.
That's right.
Whatever you choose, whatever it may be, you just don't speak on it. And I think he chose to not speak
on
it.
And I brought this up last week. I think production had a lot to do with that, just trying to fuel some hype.
You think so?
I do.
It's very possible.
Because when they know that a cast member is not going to come, then they schedule a green screen interview. You see them on the screen, something separate.
Which is something his woman did, you know, some seasons ago.
Right. Sure, so I still, like, they want us to get really hyped, but I also think production had a big hand in that.
And I also think that, like, Safari came with facts. You know, there are things that he does that are just a little, just attention seeking. But I think that can be said about a lot of people on that cast that thinks that they're so real or keeping it so real, because at the end of the day, that was a fact. If you had a problem with me and we're supposed to be friends, brothers, anything else, you were on the bus with me for X amount of time. You could have approached me privately, anything along those lines, but you came at me in this rah-rah mode. And we have seen you on Love & Hip Hop several times. 2 years ago, you were hit in the back of your head by Consequence. You did nothing about it.
Well,
so it's like,
whoa.
They're different. No, they're different situations that are going on.
I'm
and I just
to
feel like.
Directly.
No.
And did nothing.
Well, here's
sir.
The thing.
But it's just like people pick and choose times. He was just saying that people pick and choose times to turn up for the camera. And that's something that Safari does, but that's something that they all do.
They all do that for sure.
They plan it for sure.
here's the thing. Safari's going to be on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. He's moved to Atlanta, so he's going to be there regardless. We're going to go over the whole episode. We're going to play a game against that bar. We have some trending tweets and a fully loot. No. I got a fully loaded news and gossip section. Yes, so stay tuned for all that. Like, comment, subscribe, and we'll get into the first topic of just the whole Joe and Safari situation. Why are they beefing? And they were somewhat friends, you know what I mean? So here's the thing. Safari says nobody's his friend.
See, I feel like that's Safari wanting to bow out of the situation. My thing is, to your point about keeping things private, I think definitely when you're in the public eye, it's hard, but I think definitely if you're in a relationship, when you have children, some things are off limits, you want to keep it to yourself. But my thing is, if I feel like with Rich, with Joe, I feel like he was really cool with them. And if both of them came to him and was like, yo, I just need a heads up. And if you look at Sin, when she was talking to him, she was like, look, we just want to know how to move. Like, it's not like we're trying to be in your business per se, but just let us know what's up. Like, just give us that courtesy. You've been to my house. You hurt my child. You know, like, we go beyond these cameras. So, like, act accordingly.
I get all of that. Yeah. I do get all of that. But, again, the word friends is used very loosely. We can substitute friends for co-workers and associates in this situation because we all signed the same contract. This is our job. This is a somewhat career for us. And my thing is, like, they keep saying you came to our house and held our child. That sounds like a one-time visit. Like, it doesn't sound like they're saying you've been over our house, like, all the time. Like, you come over, we kick it, we do it. It seems like they're holding on to this one thing. I totally get it. We want to know how to move about the situation, but I don't think that is an excuse for, you know, Joe the Hulk to rip his shirt and dig his feet in the sand, you know, and get that upset about it.
Joe got really mannish. Yeah. And I think that, I think he was a little turned up for the cameras.
And
I
then
agree
he
with
said
that.
They were on the bus before
also,
that.
But exactly. just to her point as well, it's just like, and that's what I mean by Safari came with facts. And Safari knows that he's not this, like, bravado fighter. He's not even that person. So even in that same space, he was able to catch himself and just be like, listen, this is just what it is. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but this is really important to me. And I've been on these shows multiple times where I am attacked. And to your point, it's like, not only did you see me at Remy's baby shower and it was all cool, we were all on hip hop squares together.
Exactly.
You were kissing bellies. Like, there's been a lot of blurred lines when it comes to
that's
that.
Why
so
it's so
like
confusing.
You can't tell me. I was just like, wow. And I agreed with Yandi. This man has a right to protect whatever he wants to protect when it comes to this space, because Rich, are you really jumping over, like, couches? Like,
can we
please address the woman who just said she was in love with you? Stop talking about who you dated 5 years ago.
Yeah,
like,
basically.
What's happening?
He even said he was far removed
from
that.
Which was disrespectful.
So why was he so mad? But this is the thing, like, Safari and Joe have kicked it several times. Like, Joe and Safari kicked it after the whole Safari got robbed thing. They kicked it because he said he looked like a clown. He went to the restaurant. He held little baby at the restaurant. So I've seen them interact several times. So they definitely had a friendship.
I think that with Safari, I think with him, and he's been on almost all of these, you know, Love & Hip Hop. There was Love & Hip Hop, you know what I'm saying, Stockton. He would be on that.
All Stars.
He would find a way. You know what I'm saying? Love & Hip Hop, Van Nuys. You know what I'm saying? I think there's an immaturity about him because he picks and chooses. It's almost like when you're an adult, you just become an adult, like you're 18. You're like, I'm an adult. But then when responsibility comes,
right.
I'm only 18.
You revert.
You see what I'm saying? And I feel like that's how Safari plays. Mm. Like, if you really want to be, you know, keep it all 100 and you want to keep it to yourself, why would you bring her there?
Wait, you know what I'm saying? So I ask you, do you think only Safari acts that way?
I don't think only Safari acts.
So would you say that Joe sometimes acts that way as well? Just things are just not expected of somebody who seems to be so mature and has been here so many times before.
I think they're two different people. I think they're two different, they act two different ways. I think that Safari does it more. I'll put it like that. And I think that because there were so many people involved in that, and the fact that everybody is coming at him, it just goes to show that whether he felt that way, they felt that they were friends with him. And their whole thing is like, yo, we just wanted to just know what was up. And that's how I feel.
To keep it 100. Can we just all agree that Safari is just always picked on, though? Like, real talk. Like, he's not taken seriously.
He puts himself in that situation.
No, it's because he's a free spirit. Like he's fun.
And you're talking about them
to
being
make light
friends.
Of things, but
Joe talks to him very, like...
I don't think
so.
I think he can hold his own. And to be honest with you, the reason he was late is because Erica was prepping him on the clapbacks. That's why he was late.
Yeah. I can definitely see that. She's a
clapback. Yeah, I love when Joe was like, there's no sand here. It was like, there really isn't. Like, you did hold on to this one.
Right.
Yeah. He been preparing
to come back. About what he was going to say.
For
he was
sure.
Thinking about what he was going to say for weeks and weeks and weeks, honey. Like, he was ready for this time.
This was such a funny reunion.
I think that because he came, he should have just stayed off the, you know, it would have been better to me for him to not even come the way he came and the way he was. And just like, I mean, even with Rich, you know, and it's like he starts digging on his ankles. Like, they ain't got nothing to do with the situation. You're trying to press
you
the
know, you know, that was that was great.
You know, Erica gave him that. She's he's trying get to on press, his outfit. Right. Make sure you get on
because
the shoes.
She knows how to push his buttons. I think you're right.
But
and I think that's petty.
He was protecting Erica Mena.
But if you can't say that and not in the same breath say that Rich was being disrespectful. What do you mean I'm so
he
many men?
He was being mad
like, what are you saying?
That was so.
But the thing is, like, I feel like if we're going to call them all out, let's call them all out. Because they've all had moments on here where it's just like, you guys are all just... producing just fakeness, and I just need you to calm it
down.
Girl,
this is Ratchet TV. This is what we here for.
Yeah. That's what happens.
And Rich, you need to be calm, cool, and collected because you got to go to court and show your face for a Miracle. Like, he can't be jumping over tables doing all this.
You mean
her name is Miracle?
No,
run.
I mean he wasn't really jumping.
It was security.
That was funny.
But best believe if I'm dating you, if I'm your fiance, if I'm something, and you having a conversation with somebody I used to deal with, and they try to do a little slick shake. You best say something to them, period, point blank.
Of course.
Period, he's just really in love.
He is in love, and he should stay in love. And I think I think that's good. And stay off reality TV.
Stay over there.
Like,
we want to see it.
Well, word on the street is that they are both not doing reality TV anymore. That's word on the street. So
they need to cut Erica a check.
Right, exactly.
They need to cut Erica a check for this season anyway.
Right, exactly. Because they, you all know, in covering these shows, it's heavily edited. We don't see the whole story. So we know, and that's if you've done reality TV for a long time, you know that it digs into that. Mm-hmm. And I get it. And I understand you get tired of it. But my thing is, I know those checks are good. But at the end of the day, I think you should own up to the things that people are saying about you and just be respectful about it.
I don't believe it. I believe they are stalling out for a baby special because it looks like Erica's pregnant.
Oh.
They're holding out. They stalling, trying to get some more money. And, you know, they're going to Atlanta. He already said he's got a house. So
right.
We've seen the house.
You know, Erica has said, I'm leaving Love and Hip Hop before, and what did she do? Come back meeting with Jazzy Faye.
Well, she sure did.
So I don't believe it for one bit. Yeah. But I do have a question. Do you feel like when Joe and Safari were getting into it and Sin inserted herself, because I think Joe handled it, do you feel like she should have jumped into that?
Oh, yeah.
I ultimately think she's the one that kind of like brought it full circle. Like, we're all good. We just want to know how to move. There's no beef. We're grown. I have nothing against you. Nothing against Erica. We're good. Like,
that was after the clown and the BA, BAN.
Well,
I'm about to say the word. Like,
I mean, I do think had she not inserted it herself, it wouldn't have led to that as well. But I do appreciate that Safari was like, with all due respect, I'm not talking to you and I have nothing to say to you. Like, I like the way he handled it because a lot of times on these reunion shows, these dudes go ham
on
the women. Yeah, and I don't know who they're talking to.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I'm all about being a strong woman and so on and so forth. And you guys know I always have something to say, but I felt like that conversation was between two. And I'm proud of it. But that conversation was between the two of them. And I felt like she could have let him handle that without... He kept having to kind of be like, chill, like
he did,
you know what I'm saying, and you don't want him to
keep putting
but like just calm down. Like, that conversation is between them, you trust your man to handle it, blah blah blah. Let him handle it. Then.
It's hard,
it's
but
real
she
hard.
Said but it turned her on when they were on the beach and he was going,
they were kind of mad. She was already, she was like, I'd rather him be mad at you than mad at me.
Yeah, she was
right
just
now.
Like, yeah, let's just go ahead and
she was like, oh, Poppy,
I like it.
I see what you're saying, and I it would have been nice for them. I do think that it did escalate the situation, but best believe if tables were for a term and Erica was with Safari,
she
would have been on this as well.
We already know. And that's why he didn't bring her. That's who I am. I'm overprotective of my man, period, point blank. So I always insert myself.
I agree
whatever
with that.
It got to do with him, got to do with me. Because I agree with that. It's hard. It's really hard. I get it, but it's hard.
And just to bring it back to that punch, because you remember, like when Joe Biden got hit, the person who hit back was Tahiri at the time when they were together. So it's just like, I was just like, wow, just so much love and hip hop.
Stand by your man, girl.
I also want to know, do you feel like Rich is getting his karma because he is Creep Squad president now?
I'm so over this.
Now his booty left him for Safari, you know, dildo.
Almost choked.
he almost had a dildo out on the market.
He almost had the deal on the dildo. Okay. I feel like for Rich, that just made him look so bad because we saw last week Mariah freaking pour out her heart on the whole pillow talk conversation, and he just sat there blink, 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 blink. And now you slow motion hopping over tables over a woman that's five dudes removed from you, right? Five penises, five whatever you said, so far removed, but you hopping over tables because he talking about your tight pants and your ashy ankles. Like, that's got you pressed like a panini over that, but somebody who you supposedly love
has been with for 8 years.
You didn't go to bat for her.
He don't love her.
Okay, well, that you was must that still love talk. Erica.
That's when you know how it goes when you're inside and then you just say whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, I love you, but it ain't.
But that shows the proof in the pudding that he must love Erica still.
I don't think he loves her.
Because
you know, I think
salty.
I definitely think a lot of times, guys, it's not even about like love. You just care about this person so much. It's just an ego thing for them. It's a property thing sometimes. Don't get in the face of them because guys, we have a history of disagreement.
Finally, we have a man on the panel. Speaking of peace, it's a situation, in
the media, when you talk about the great love and hip-hop, people attach Erica to Rich. They were like a thing for a while. You know, Erica and Rich, Tahiri and Joe, different things like that. So I feel like when he came to him, apparently asked and didn't get that respect back, it's like you disrespected me. It doesn't necessarily mean that he still has feelings for Erica or still loves her. Maybe there are feelings there. But I just think that it's more of like a territorial thing. He just feels like disrespected. His ego is shot.
He feels disrespected because
he put Erica on. I do not agree. Please stop it.
Erica put herself. He brought her to the show.
So then let's just, Sin wouldn't be here without Erica then.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I feel like people say that, but like if somebody gives you an opportunity and your personality takes over that opportunity, there are a lot of people that we've seen on Love & Hip Hop and never seen again. So at the end of the day, like, yes, we did get introduced through them, but it was, come on, we
it's
say
your,
Men of Mondays.
Your responsibility
she took
to
over
sink or swim.
That with her personality.
But she didn't take over the mic.
She sure did.
I really want to hear your thoughts on that.
So I actually agree with you in the sense that I don't think he's pressed for Erica. I think that, and that's why he said what he said. He's like, it has nothing to do with me still feeling for Erica. That's why I'm so far removed. His thing is, I needed you to respect our friendship or our relationship, whatever you want to call it, the thing that we have together as men. The fact that I asked you and the fact that you basically was like, nah, dude, it ain't even like that. And it was like that. I can understand. I'd feel some kind of way. I would feel the same way. Not to say I would have the same reaction, but I would be like, yo, I literally talked to you about this yesterday. And you're going to come on here and act like we're not boys and act like, you know what I'm saying? And that's where I feel like he was so upset. Rich is very emotional. We've seen this dude cry how many times over the seasons? Like, he was he can't even say the V. Like, he was so, like, he gets emotional.
Okay, we get it. He's a crybaby.
I'm saying he's sensitive. So the fact that he literally is telling him, like, I just needed to hear from you, and it would have been cool, and he didn't say anything. We saw when he went into the club, and he was like, dude. And he sat down. There was no turn up. He literally came like, yo, I thought we was better than this. And Safari's just like, yeah, well, you know, it's just my woman. And Safari, again, I don't think he knows how to handle that. He's immature in the fact that he loves Erica. Yes, keep that to yourself, but still move correctly. That's all.
I don't think it's that. I think it's more the fact that he doesn't know how to handle it because Erica is in his ear telling him one thing, like, Rich is a bitch.
You think Erica is influencing him?
That's an assumption.
It's an assumption, but I really think, otherwise, why isn't he saying, yeah, that's my lady? Like,
no, I feel like, if anything, like, she probably First of all, Erica's very public with her relationships.
They're very public right now. You see them all in love and kissing on every picture they post.
I don't know. I just think that, like, Love and Hip Hop, like you guys even say, down to the fact that we don't know if production influenced him coming late or didn't, just speaks to why he wants to protect that. I don't think it's necessarily a thing of, like, Erica necessarily being in his ear, because that also takes away from his own decision making.
You're assuming that production is in the ear.
Right. No. I'm saying the fact that we don't trust production to know, like, oh, he definitely showed up late, or did they make him show up late, or is this a part of, like, the
host? So it's an assumption.
I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, we're not arguing. We're just getting
our point.
What I'm saying is just that, like, the fact that we don't trust that is the same reason why the cast members don't trust their narratives being told in the way correctly that they present it. That's all I'm saying.
But again, whether that happened or not, we don't know. We do know that he came in feeling some kind of way. And he came in basically with an attitude. And the whole thing is, he had to face the music. He knew what was going to happen. And I feel like he didn't want to face that. He didn't want to answer no questions. He didn't want to talk about Eric. He didn't want to face the music. And my thing is, just face it. Just say what it was. If you had to say, like, look, that's my woman, I don't want to talk to her, and then that's it. I'm not answering no more questions, and then there you go. He didn't do that. He started trying to clown. He started trying to, you know, put people down, and that's where he made the error, and that's why everybody turned up on him.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to us each and every week. The Love and Hip Hop New York cast is about to go to an end. However, please comment, like, subscribe. Tell us what you like about the show. Give us your thoughts on the questions that we're asking on the panel. And just make sure you keep up with us on the rest of the reality TV channel. So thank you guys so much again. And if you're listening on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating.
Oh, yeah. Spotify, too.
So, also, we revisit Jonathan, who has been in quite a bit of mess this season, and all the girls' mess. And so, he's blaming it on his drug addiction. He's mixing anxiety pills with alcohol, which you're not supposed to do, and it gives you some kind of reaction that's explosive, and he's going off on his friends. Can we use that as a solid excuse of what's going on with Jonathan?
I don't know if it's an excuse, but you're talking about people facing the music. I think Jonathan did a really good job of owning the things that he did this season. And that was the one thing I really appreciated about this season. Like, a lot of people are like, listen, I messed up. This is what it is. So I think Jonathan was very honest about the things that he needed to be honest about. The weird part was, like, when he started getting into it with Sydney Starr.
That was weird.
But that was really weird, and I it really did not sit well with me. But outside of that, I think that he did a good job of owning the things he did this season. Yeah, especially after just coming off of, excuse me, just like defending her, and out of nowhere now you're attacking her. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think it was big of him to say that. It did explain a lot, because, you know, the way he was wilding out,
he was screaming, literally.
And so I think the fact to say that, it put things in perspective, and I think people respected him for bringing that out, you know. And it was something also that if other people are dealing with that or going through that, they can kind of get from that and then know that, hey, this is not something you should do. You need to get help, this, that, and the other. So I appreciated him for that.
Okay, and we also found out that that's the kind of the reason that him and Juju had an issue. He did apologize. So people are burying the hatchet.
There was some closure.
I know.
Yeah, but did you see Juju's eye roll, though? Like, her eye roll is something to
strong,
be mastered.
Strong.
Super like, strong. Sis, can you please do a 1-2-3 tutorial on your Instagram? That was
super
beautiful.
Hard.
She was, like, to the back of my whole head.
Yeah, Sydney just wanted to be heard. I don't know. She just inserts herself in the wrong
place. She tried.
So hard.
But
she's not going to be here next season. I'm sorry.
Really? You think so?
Heck no. She can't even rap. Like, come on, man. Like, I mean, no.
Who else can't rap?
I think she's going to be back.
You really?
I do.
Oh, let's make a bet.
Well, I want to shout out one of our loyal fans, Karan Rowland. He showed us love last week in the comments. He does it a lot. So thank you so much for tuning in to us. And anybody in live chat?
Not at the moment, but we got watchers.
Okay.
They just observing.
Leave some comments, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So Maggie and Mano Alexis, this song debate. We are debating the fact that Mano is not showing support to Maggie in her career, which she is very passionate about music, which took a back burner to her injury, visiting him as he's performing and giving her PTSD. So, first of all, should your mate automatically support you in what you're doing?
Absolutely.
Automatically?
No, hold on. Wait, hold on. Sorry, wait, really? wait.
Start the best now.
Skirt. Let me rewind. If you are talented in that dream, yes, your mate should absolutely 100% support you.
What if you're not talented?
Then they should support you enough to tell you that that ain't it.
Support you in something else.
Yeah, like support you enough to be like, baby, I want you to listen to this. Listen to yourself. Like, just be real.
He underestimated her from the jump, though, because he said he was surprised by her talent because right. he didn't hear it at first. Right.
Well, I think that during the season when that whole situation came up, it seemed like he didn't handle it the best. I think that during the reunion, I think he explained himself pretty well as far as why, you know, it went down the way it went down. And I think that he said, it's like, I support my woman and whatever she's going to do. I think she's bad. But I think that because on the music tip, that wasn't something that he knew or something that she had expressed to him or what have you, or whether he heard her sing. Or whatever the situation is, he was not trying to, well, wait a second, you want to be on a track? I haven't heard you sing anything. And if somebody said that, my girl said that to me, I'd be like, wait, you want to be on my album, but I haven't heard you sing yet? I would, you know, have some issue with that. Let's, like, figure out, like, what are you trying to do? So I think he was, you know, trying to backpedal and basically, like, look, you know, wasn't fully vested in what it was. The fact that I know now that this is what you want to do, yeah, let's pursue it. Let's do whatever you want to do. I'm going to support you if that's what it is.
I definitely somewhat agree with what you guys are saying, but I feel like absolutely, like my partner, my mate, I feel like it's less about what you're talented in. It's more so like where your heart is. If that's something that your heart is in, then I think that yes, I will support you 100% immediately. It's no question about it. Because a lot of things in this life, especially artistic things, half the battle is just not giving up. You get better with time. And I feel like it's not that he didn't hear her sing. She was an amazing singer. He hadn't heard her rap. He didn't know that she had the cadence for it. But it's like,
well, That's what I meant.
Yeah, which is fine. But yeah. I'm just saying, a lot of people who can sing can kind of like catch a tune. But I just felt like the way he went about it, like for her to sit there and like, listen, I want you to believe in me when I get a team behind me. And then you're saying, oh, she has this other thing that's running the business. That's what's floating the two of you guys. So to some extent, it made me feel like, how much are you like putting her dream on the back burner because she does have more stability in the section of what she does right now, in the business that she's in right now. So it was just reminiscent of a lot of situations where males and females, sometimes it's like my career needs to take the back burner to yours because it's more precedence. But how do you decide that for me? I'm telling you what my purpose is. I'm telling you something that's really important to me.
Well,
but I'm glad
that
he came all the way back around.
He wasn't deciding for her, because if she was going to sing and do whatever she wanted to do, it wasn't like he was stopping her or not supporting her. He just felt like, I didn't know that, you know, part of being on the track, I didn't see that happening because I had never heard you rap. And I think that that's a good thing to say. And whether they talk about it or what have you, and like I said, I think he explained himself well as far as what it was. He didn't know, and now he knows, and that's where it is.
And I'm happy he definitely admitted, like, sure. I shouldn't have done that.
Well, one thing I did notice at the beginning of the season, their whole relationship was very new and fresh. So when they went on that date, that was kind of like, I wouldn't say their first date, but around a new situation. So it was like, did he really know her passion? Did he really know that she went to school for this?
That part too.
You know what I'm saying? And then you get shot. So it's like all of that, you do kind of forget about it because you're not like getting to know, like, what's your favorite color, boo? What's your favorite movie? Now you're like, is your leg okay? You need to go to the doctor. Like, you on
Let's
that.
Try
you know what I'm
conquer
saying?
This PTSD.
Yeah, and also, I don't see you living and breathing it. Like, I know musicians, they breathe this. Like, this is what they do 24/7. So, it's, you know, everybody wants to hop on a moving train. No one wants to hop on a train to stagnant. And that's just what it is with everyone. I feel like even with your family, like, you got to prove to them, like, this is something I really want to do before you really get that, like, real, real, like, genuine support.
Well,
like,
she did prove.
Which you did.
Yep. So
for sure.
Kudos to them. And I love their love. It seems like they really love each other. And he's been there for her in many ways. So it's other ways you can support. You know, I truly believe that the person that I'm going to be with has to support me in my career. But, you know, if they're a very supportive father or a very supportive husband in other ways, that matters too. So,
what did you all think of when the question came about marriage and he kind of, like, danced around that?
That was so...
He typical Harlem dude.
Can we not? Can we not make excuses for what is typical Harlem do? I'm just saying what they said about Jules.
That's what I'm saying. He said about himself. So I'm just saying most of these dudes are like, yeah, she hold me down for 10 years. I'm going to go and make her my wife. You know, like, they're not in a rush.
He said we're basically married already. That is weird to me.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's the most disrespectful thing I had heard.
When a guy says that, it's already like, we don't need to change nothing. You shouldn't have moved in then.
I'm just like, literally, do you women hear these things? Like, and this is what this is.
The milk.
This is what brought me back to the whole, like, how much of this is genuine and how much of this is like, oh, she a good woman who has a business who does, like, how much of this is strategic? I don't know. That's just me from
that
the outside looking in.
He is, but at the same time, he should have left that part.
Ain't no
to
man
himself.
That I'm with saying that we're basically married already.
Not
excuse
a F
me.
We ain't.
What?
There's a whole difference.
It's all or nothing.
There's a whole difference.
Well, when you start living the mirror life, that's the chance you take. So once you move in and you giving up the goodies and you have the milk. You know, the baby.
Don't have a baby.
Oh, that's coming up.
Don't have a baby yet. Get that ring.
All right, Rich, Miracle, and Alexis, they're still going through it. We didn't get a chance to see Miracle and Ashley, I'm sorry, on the show. However, they're talking about the 20 years she's facing. April 19th is the trial.
It's crazy.
What do you think she should do? Should we take a plea? Because Remy, she knows all about it. She went to jail for 8 years for shooting someone as well.
Not just someone. It was her homegirl.
And she shot her husband.
I love how you always remind
it's domestic violence.
I'll never forget that story.
I don't want to say I was surprised because, again, Remy was asked that question because she's done time. And she said to take the plea. And I think it's basically, I believe the way she was coming from was if you could take a plea and get 5 years, do that. Because if you go to trial and then you lose, you get 20.
And it affects your family.
And exactly, so much. And so she's like, basically, you did it. So it's just a matter of it's whether it's self-defense or what have you. And that needs to be proved. So I can see why she said take the plea, but that's a hard thing. Because if you feel like you're innocent and you feel like you got a good case, you want to fight it. But then the outcome, 20 years is a long time.
Justice
and she got several.
Justice.
Yeah, she got several kids. And she's in Memphis.
So, that's where I'm from, y'all. I'm out there.
Oh, right.
You might have to shoot somebody.
you guys are absolutely right. But when Remy said that just... I don't know. I was a little shocked as well because I'm like, for somebody to be so educated in the prison system and just to know how, like, a lot of times, like, that you are advised, illfully advised to take a plea when you actually have somewhat of a case. But there is that backside of, like, you know, because I just don't see a woman just waking up and shooting her husband. There might be a history of domestic violence prior to.
Sure.
And there's just a lot of different factors to that. But, I mean, I definitely understand why she said it, I suppose.
There's been a lot of women, Robin, I'm going to get right to you, that have gone and tried to prove themselves and have gone and gotten time. You know, so it's kind of hard. And I do know that if you do take a plea, you can get out on good behavior, too. So that's an option. I don't know. Go ahead, Ms. Robin with a V.
I'm sorry, but if you have a child with somebody that goes by the name of Rich Dollars, why didn't he make sure she had the proper, like, attorney?
Well, that was her fault.
Is it really, though?
Yeah, because she didn't come to him. He was upset about that. He's like, why didn't you holler at me to get, you know, a better attorney? And she's like, well, I didn't think about it, and I thought I could handle. She was trying to handle it on his own.
But then they showed that she found somebody. And he was like, well, how much? And all this kind of stuff. And he was like, well, let's hop on it.
But it was so late, though, in the game.
Yeah, it was too late.
It was so late.
I feel that. But also, just like as that being the mother of your child, like, I don't know if there's just been a history. Like, I just don't understand how this was just not known about at all. Like, imagine if Ashley was living in that situation and witnessing things. Like, I just think about all of that. And I know whether your parent removed, whatever the situation may be, you're concerned. And this should have been this should have been something that you were already, like, interwoven into. Because it's hard for somebody to come to you when you didn't know about anything that was going on prior to. But an assumption I don't know for a fact.
Well, and that could be, piggybacking on that could be indicative of him not being around or not being, you know, knowing what's going on and she feeling some kind of way, you know, about asking him for that. He basically is like, you should have asked me, but if he doesn't he's not coming forward or he's not around. Like
he's not in the family, he said they're in Memphis.
He's between New York and Atlanta. So, and you know, it sounds like he rarely goes there. You know, we've seen there was a season that she had lived with him, but they were just getting to know one another. Mm-hmm. She was already, you know, a teenager.
And also, you gotta also think she's still in this relationship with this person that she shot. Yeah, they may be going through it, but you know, sometimes in domestic violence, even if you get shot or stabbed or get taken away by the police, y'all still together. And you're like, oh, I forgive you now. And then it's like...
That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
It happens to cast members. He didn't do it. You know?
It wasn't that bad. The fact that she still got to go through that based on, you know... So, just doing, you know, it, the actions of what she did, she still has to go.
But you know,
through
that. As a judge could sit there and be like, "Oh, you have the boldness to shoot him. You should have left." You know, people. You never know what people's opinions will be.
Well, so. I pray for you.
We're praying for you. Yes.
Absolutely.
April 19th is the trial. So they get advice from Yandy and Kim, and of course Remy. And Remy starts talking about the golden child, and she says that little reminisce is a better Remy, mm-hmm. and she's going to have a better chance at life. And I think that's what all parents want for their kids.
Yes, reminisce, and not should want.
Excuse me?
Did I say reminiscent?
No,
oh, I say reminiscent.
You know what? Don't talk about me
I
right now.
I just
want
you to know it's reminiscent.
That could be a cute nickname.
That was me last week, though, right? Or yeah. 2 weeks ago. I was like, reminiscent.
First of all, I didn't say that.
We're going to have to play it back.
Well, to have this baby, she had to go through in vitro. She had to have 3 blood infusions, transfusions, and an extended stay in the hospital. So they're still thinking about 2020. If the golden child doesn't get too spoiled, they'll have another one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, women going through that body change is kind of scary. Are you scared, Robin?
Yeah.
She's like, are you frightened right now?
I am.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'm very scared. No, I think them thinking of another baby in 2020 is very special because Papoose had to wait this long.
He got others.
I know, but like...
This is his woman.
It's the golden child.
This is his woman.
It's the golden
child. And if she's willing, obviously we saw that she fought it for a long time. She's like, wait, I want to tell my career pops and all this kind of stuff. And he was waiting. He was patient. He's like, all right, now's the time. She lost the baby, which was very, you know, tragic.
That was
tragic. That was very devastating. But she did have the baby. They love this baby. And I think if they do try again, more power to them.
Yeah. What about adoption? Do we not agree with that or having a surrogate? Because that's what I'm into. Like, I want somebody to have a baby for me.
Oh, you just don't want your body to deal with that at all.
I'm scared.
Okay, Kim Kardashian.
I'm scared.
No, I think
Kim K.
No. There are people who have, like, you know, medical issues, so they have surrogates. That's a different situation. But I think adoption is fine too. There are a lot of children who need, like, good homes. But I also, what stood out to me about that is just, like, I love to see a guy who's so confident in his masculinity that he doesn't have to do too much, you know? And I feel like Papoose, even in being confident enough to be like, I'm the nanny, I'm taking care of it, I'm holding it down, you know, because she has, like, a full-time team. Yeah, you know, and just wearing to, oh, my goodness.
Yo, that was dope.
That was amazing. Like,
that was dope.
The level of thoughtfulness, like, that is what I'm saying. That is love right there. That is thoughtfulness.
Yes.
And it's like, a verb. So it just really made me so proud to see him, like, just strong black father, ready to kind of take it on. Not that this is his first child, but it is very special to him. And being willing to take the back seat and, like, let people lead in places that they're shining in at this time. Man, I just really love them.
Yeah, he's definitely the ambassador of black love. He's brought some gifts for the ladies as well. He seems to be a real entrepreneur in the, you know, shadows of Remy, I think, with this black love thing.
Y'all like them shoes he brought up?
I mean, flies. I'll take a pair.
Yeah.
I mean, I need some black love.
It'd be weird for me to rock them because, like, I'm in a swirl type of situation. So,
but half of y'all is black.
I love black love, but, like, hey, you know, we're going to need
your
some.
Your man loves black.
We need some, you know, mahogany and ebony and ivory love.
Oh my gosh.
That's another topic, y'all, we got to get into. But yeah, shout out to Papoose for the maturity. And You guys, it's my favorite time of the show. It's Guess That Bar Time.
Now, Lim, you gotta come with it.
I have no idea what's going on.
If you're not familiar with Guess That Bar, this is where I read the lyrics in monotone, and the panel has to guess the artist and the song.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Keyword,
okay.
Monotone.
I thought we were talking about alcohol.
Oh, we can go after. So y'all ready?
Ready.
All right. I done kept it real from the jump. Living Beyonce. At my mama's house, we argue every month.
Oh, no.
I was trying to get it on my own. Yeah. Working all night.
Stop,
traffic on the way home.
Yeah.
My uncle was calling me like, where you at?
Okay, enough.
It's Drake.
Yeah. Wait.
What?
I was trying to get it on my own, living at my mama's house.
I feel like I know what song this is. It's not Drake.
This is making me so
sad. That's
sad.
Half of it.
Okay,
but where's
you gotta give me something.
Where's the rest?
Wait, give us more.
You want the song?
I need the name of the song.
Give us more lyrics.
So she said that's some of it. So Drake is the artist, and you
said
another
name of
the song.
Wait, hold on. Stop.
Now I'm on the roll, $500,000 for a show.
Oh, now I'm on the roll.
Starting from the bottom, now we here.
Yeah,
I was like, what's happening?
Bottom, now we're here. See how we do it in monotone?
Starting from the bottom. Give me a little moment. I have to argue every month. Okay, good. I did that one.
Good job,
Robbie.
I don't do nothing.
You got
it
right. Okay, number two.
Oh, it's another one.
Shorty, I'm there for you anytime.
Shorty, I'm there for you every time you need me. It's me and you, baby. Believe me. Hold on. That is Mary J. Blige. Yeah. Oh, I need. She's cheating on my. Why would I cheat? That's my wedding song. Cut it out, girl.
Okay,
please.
This is my jam.
Like, okay. What do you need?
What's the name of the song?
Oh, the song is. Wait. Stop. You're all I need. Wait, come on, wedding song. It's Method Man and Mary J. Blige. Stop doing this to me. You know I know the song, so play it. Like, what's it called?
Shorty, I'm there for you anytime you need me. Okay, we some real hip hop heads over here.
Shorty, this is one of them. This is for all the NY lovers out there.
Okay, let's see if you get this limb.
Okay.
Pressure.
So where are you from?
I'm originally from Sacramento, up north, California.
Might not get this, but let's try it.
Wow.
Oh my God. Let me drink some water.
Whoa.
So I typed a text to a girl I used to see.
Yes.
Saying
so
that
cute
I chose.
You I used to be. Lil Wayne.
Nope.
Oh, wait, stop.
See, we're not going to be able to guess because you start singing or rapping.
Okay, sorry.
And we can't hear it.
Okay,
and I apologize if this message gets you down.
That I CC'd every girl that I CC'd round town now. Hate to see y'all smile, but I'd rather see her shot. What song is this? Oh, no, of course. It's Andre 3000. Come on, Houston. Stop it. It's International Anthems Player Song. Girl from Houston, of course.
Right. That was from Houston. She got it. These are like the old school jams that I still listen to.
Wow.
I'm glad we finished. Get that bar off real strong this episode.
Yeah,
we got 2 out of 3.
I'm glad you did that, girl.
Were you? You think you would have got something?
Maybe. If Thelma wouldn't have just chimed in every time.
She really was going to start. Do you think you would have got something?
I mean, if Thelma was not here, I would have got some.
If it wasn't for those sniggling kids. Scooby-Doo, no? Okay.
All right, you guys. Now it's about that time. We get into the trending tweets. This is where we pull the juiciest tweets from all the super fans who are talking about love and hip-hop New York. So let's get into tweet number one. This is from at Teddy Brookshot. Joe Budden might beat Safari, but I Am Erica Mena will probably trash Sin. And let's be honest, that will be the better fight.
Oh, no. I don't want to say that.
Absolutely not. We already saw them fight. You remember?
Right.
Yeah. All right. A tweet from a life-size doll. Joe been a clown since his first episode with Tahiri, and his other ex don't make him seem like he's tough.
Exactly.
So, Yeah.
I mean, picking and choosing times to be macho.
Yeah, I think that's what Erica told him to say, Safari to say.
You saw
but
the video, walking away from
the Migos. At Bleak says, can't lie, what Safari did to Joe and Sin, I could see how they could feel away. I may have made them a dying promise not to say a effing word just because of the past. I'm going to miss Joe putting Safari under his wing. It seemed like they were cool.
I see, I'm with that tweet right there. That's I feel like that encompasses the whole thing.
Yeah. All right, the last one from Talk That Talk 09. The whole reason why Joe is even mad at Safari is because he caught his woman acting a damn fool and twerking on her ex, Erica, in that tub. They need to stop playing, say the truth, and get off Safari's dick.
That was our prediction.
They've been
that
very
was our
vague
prediction.
About what specifically happened.
Yes, we predicted that. We talked about this last week.
This is still an assumption, though, right?
It's definitely an assumption. Definitely an assumption.
All right, you guys, I want to do a quick poll, and I hope you guys listening out there will leave a comment. Can you let me know what your favorite scene of the season was?
That's a good
season 9 only. What sticks out in your mind?
I really like, just off top, I really like, I'm a fan of love. I'm a sensitive thug. So I really liked when Joe proposed to Sin. The way he did it, called her full name, brought her on stage. And I think it was important that for him, because the whole thing was she said that she never had time for him. Or didn't have time for her, excuse me, because of his job. She has, like, you know, a lot of stuff going on. She was going through the postpartum. And so he did it at his podcast the last day he was shooting and then brought her up. And it was like he was encompassing her into his world. So I really like that.
Something that's so important to him.
Exactly.
I know. That was so sweet.
Yeah, I like that.
I like love or whatnot, but I like the entertainment more. So I think the one that, like, tickled me the most is probably when Sydney Starr started clucking, like,
oh,
and then Jonathan was like, what is going on? What are you doing?
Like, that was too much. That was
I was
memorable.
Dying. I was like laughing really hard. I was like, oh, she for real, she about to pull something right here. Yeah. She was,
you know, I think one of my favorite parts that I saw was when all the men were sitting down. And again, Papoose, they were just kind of holding each other accountable for certain things and just really having real talk, the things that I can really get behind. And I felt like that's also something that's going on in real life. You know, people are becoming more accountable and being able to hold their brothers more accountable, too.
The same way girls, keeper.
Yeah, the same way girls always check each other like, ooh, girl, like, you know, I felt that was really good to see, and what Papoose said was so true. Like, you're not gonna see her true potential unless you guys get married. I thought that was an important message to get out.
Yeah, I totally agree with you about the Sin and Joe. I really love their love story, and that, you know, we saw the evolution of them getting to the proposal. I also like the beginning when he was withholding sex from her and she was like, forget you and your senior citizen ass dicks. You know? That was funny. She walked off on him.
That was funny.
I'm about that life.
For real.
Yeah. That's it, girl. That's what you get looking
so
for.
So, Robin, girl, let's get some news and gossip. Breaking
let's
news,
get
girl.
It. So, I brought this up, like, I don't know, maybe a few weeks back in the season, and we were trying to figure out everything that Jonathan had done, and I was trying to tell y'all he got his butt done, and y'all didn't remember or believe me or whatever, so this picture is for y'all. Can we zoom in a little bit on the...
Oh, his booty look like mine.
No, but you have thighs to back it up. come a little down. Okay, so I just want y'all to see for yourself, like, he has no shame in his game, because he said one time, he was like, oh, I need to get mine bigger. So, yes, that is the working.
I see the badonkadonk.
That is the working. So we
you
can
guys, if you're listening, he has a badonkadonk.
And he's not mad at it.
Yes, a black woman.
Speaking of badonkadonks.
Speaking of badonkadonks, the donkey of the day was handed over to Rich Dollaz. Basically, Charlamagne the God on The Breakfast Club was just basically saying he definitely feels that Rich also makes it up for the camera. You know, pumps it up for the camera. He's too old to be jumping over tables or, you know, slow motion, running, jogging, or whatever the case. So he definitely received that.
But him out of all people? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like all of them were too old for that. Especially the senior citizen
people. Well, you see, Safari
people.
Was like, okay, you doing too much. Did you hurt yourself? Like, yeah, you knew the security guards was going to grab you.
Like, did you twist
Which
your
brings
ankle?
Me to this next one. Erica Mena was watching the reunion with, I guess, Safari's sister. So I guess her future sister-in-law. And, her sister-in-law was like reenacting Rich. We can press play. And
look at me. I'm running.
That's exactly what it was like.
Somebody. He didn't know me, y'all. He didn't walk her.
Someone's coming. It's security.
If you're listening on iTunes, his sister looks like she's doing a robot right now and barely moving.
That's hilarious. Oh my goodness.
That's really funny. When Safari said you twisted an ankle, I was like, oh my goodness.
That was really funny. Ooh. Meantime, Safari is living his best life in Jamaica. Right. We can hit that play button. He's not worried. This is the Free Spirit Safari. And yeah, this caption says, when you go to parties, they were made for dancing and having fun, not smoking, standing, and looking around. If you're watching this and never been to Jamaica, you need to make that change in your life and make it a trip ASAP. I've been before, and I've been aching to go ever since I left. So.
Never been, but it's my boyfriend so was Jamaican, and he loved to dance, Safari.
It's like a whole flash mob when you go there. They all know the choreography, and they just start, straight. Like, it's really funny. Jonathan, do we have the picture of little Remy, the better close-up? There we go. Aww. So the last time we tried to show her, you could barely see her, but this is a close-up. This is little Remy. Reminisce, looking beautiful. Shout out to the Golden Child. She is so gorgeous. And she looks like I can see both of them. And then I want to end it with Sin. Sin is just a positive light all the time. I don't know if you guys follow her on Twitter or her Instagram. She's always saying something positive, sending positive vibes. So we can end with this little video of her sending some positive vibes. And I want to quote her at the end of the day, quote, at the end of last night's segment. At the end of the day, we are all humans and we all share the same struggles, different life paths, but we should respect each other as human beings. So you could play that, Jonathan. Just vibes.
Yeah.
Aaliyah. The day. Oh, yes. I vibe to Aaliyah at home sometimes. But you know what my meditation music is? It's like Erykah Badu, Jill Scott.
Some incense type of.
It looks like she burning sage in the house. Right. Yeah.
Some tea and an apple.
Well, it's been fun, you guys. I don't want to go. I don't want to go, but we got to have some predictions for next season. Season 10. What's going to happen?
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
Predictions. Guys, Thelma, let me know. What do you think is going to happen?
I think the first thing I hope will happen is this little beef between Yandy and Kimbella just either ends. Like, please decide to be friends or not, and that might be the case. And then I think that, of course, Kimbella is going to be on the show in terms of having, like, her child and that whole process being on there. I'm curious to see if Mano and Maggie will still be a thing. A part of me feels like they wouldn't, but I just don't know how that would play out. So we'll see how that works out.
I think Sydney Star is coming back. I also think Kimbella and Yandy will be friends. I would like to see Anais come back. I'd like to see a different storyline, if she has one, unfold, I'd hope. Otherwise, I guess we could leave that alone. And then I want to continue to see our blossoming couples, these marriages blossom. So Papoose and Remy, they have to come back because they are the matriarchs of Love & Hip Hop New York in my eyes. Sin and Joe, I want to see them blossom or see them get through some more trials and tribulations because that helps. It's growth. I think, that's it.
I'll just tell you who I don't want to see back. I don't want to see back Sydney Starr. Jonathan can take a seat. I think also, Mano and Maggie, I think that they were cool, but I don't see them coming back on the next season. Mm-hmm. So if they were gone, and maybe if you want to bring them some other way, but I will say that I did appreciate that this was a more mature season. It wasn't as much ratchet. It was more about the couples and the love, and I like that, and I hope it continues. Yeah, I hope it continues.
Yeah, I definitely think that Love & Hip Hop is taking a new turn. Even with Love & Hip Hop Miami, you see, like, some real storylines, some real growth, some real stories that are happening in these people's lives besides just ratchet arguing. I don't think that Anais will be back. I don't think Sydney will be back. Maggie, I think she would want to stay on the show. I don't think Mano would want a big part. It's kind of like, you know how Kim Bella's on the show and Juelz kind of pops in. I think that's how Mano would be. And hopefully we can find a nice, hot, young, new cast member to bring on the show. Alexis, she's kind of
I was just about to say, I was glad that we touched on the Alexis thing really briefly, because I'm glad that people supported her when she kind of opened up about the whole, like, $20,000 a month. I don't know what was going on Twitter and all of that, but I know that it was a lot of negativity.
That's just what it is.
But I'm just saying, if you're going to be on the show, there were just so many people there that were just, like, fillers with no real, like...
Right.
Storyline.
Oh, and Juju needs to find love.
Yeah, maybe one day. I think she should heal first. I think she's on the path to that. And we look forward to seeing you guys next season, season 10. And, you know, maybe have a new host on the reunion. I don't know. It's your girl, Miss Conversation Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in this whole entire season, 16 episodes down. If you want to check me out after this, you can follow me on Instagram at MISS Conversation Peace. You can also catch me on the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel.
Oh, hi, guys. I've been so happy to be here with you all season. I'm Thelma Baysway Daniel. You can catch me on Instagram at Thelmy, and this is us on AfterBuzz TV.
You guys, it's been real. The good, the bad, the ugly. Glad to be here for all of it. You can find me at B Stays Busy, B-I-Z-Z-Y at the end. Robin with the V. And miss you, Kayla Renee.
And it's your boy, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere at Lim Gonzalez. And check Love and Hip Hop the T wherever you listen to your podcast. We always drop our episodes every Monday night, and we're really excited about what's coming forward. Yeah.
All right, you guys. See you next time. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.